أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. In the verses before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those people, groupings and individuals who had known about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had knowledge about the various signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed in the past scriptures, yet they did not bring iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in this verse, in these verses and the verses to follow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about those who had brought iman. After bringing iman, they turned away from iman. In the verse we discussed today, after turning away from iman, they made tawbah and once again they brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in the subsequent verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about those who turned away and then the kufr only expanded and increased. A person by the name of Harith bin Suwaid, he accepted iman at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when he got back to his people, he turned away from the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And having been in the state of kufr, what is termed as irtidad in Islam, he renegated from the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was remorse and regret in his heart. Now in some narrations, he himself sent somebody to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find out what would his situation be, that he had brought iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after bringing iman, he turned away from iman, but now there is remorse, there is regret. In other words, he wants to revert to Islam, he wants to re-embrace Islam, then what is the way forward? When that person reached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this matter was placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these verses were revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The message now was related to Harith bin Suwaid, and when he heard these verses, he said to the person who recited it, "You are truthful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more truthful than you. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most truthful. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is then most merciful." And he was attracted by the last of these verses. And then he re-embraced Islam. And according to some narrations, he remained a very sincere mu'min, a very sincere believer. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. How shall Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide a qawm, a people who disbelieved after their iman? وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ. And they bore witness that the Rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And the clear signs had been brought to them. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the wrong, the transgressive communities. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ. Such are the people that they jaza, their recompense is that upon them is the la'nat, is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that they are expelled from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rahmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat being expelled from it, the worst of it is to live in eternity in the fire of Jahannam. Wal malaika, and the la'nat and the curse of the angels. In other words, they beseech and make dua to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep these people expelled from the rahmah of Allah. Wal nasi ajma'in, and the whole of mankind. Here the whole of mankind refers to the absolute entire mankind, whether it is believers and non-believers, because we find in the verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about disbelievers, cursing disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah and in the fire of Jahannam. One example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, when he addressed his people, he said to them that in this world, you people are leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are taking these different idols and different gods, مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, as bosom friendship in this material world, that people create affinities between themselves, and because of that affinities, they worship gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. But then on the day of Qiyamah, some will then detach themselves from others. وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And then some will curse others. In other verses of the Quran Sharif, they will beseech the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to curse each other eternally and forever and ever. And hence, that is the consequences of kufr and disbelief. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, in it they will remain forever. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, then the azab, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be eased upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ, and nor would they be given respite. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except that person who makes tawbah, he sincerely repents. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, thereafter. So he had brought iman, after iman, he left iman. Now he makes tawbah, he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's remorse, there's regret. وَأَصْلَحُ, and then thereafter a person makes amends, he reforms, he rectifies himself, he once again re-embraces the deen of Allah, he brings iman once again, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Again Allah ta'ala will forgive that person. Rahimun, Allah ta'ala is most compassionate. Once again Allah ta'ala will include that person into the rahmah of Allah. Allah ta'ala will accept the iman of such an individual. We probably lose hope of individuals like that, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would forgive. But there's two conditions, the tawbah and then the islah, the rectification of such individuals. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.